So now is a time to meditate. Quietly, serenely, we close our eyes. And when our eyes are closed gently, we are not distracted by all the sights in front of you, which means we've got more space in our mind to be aware of our body. We could close our ears. If we had ear lids, that would be even better. But we have eyelids, so we close our eyes, which means we become more aware of the sound, in this case of my voice, and the feelings in your body. And as you become aware of the feelings in your body, you can notice there may be some aches and pains, some tightness and pressure anywhere in your body. Just be aware of that, and now be kind to it. Please adjust your posture. And make sure your legs are nice, your bottom is as comfortable, because you're going to have to sit on where you're sitting for half an hour. Get it right to begin with. And meditation is not a pain in the butt. As you feel your torso, there is no one position which is good for everybody. We all adjust according to the way our body feels today. Even my position, it changes from day to day. But I'm aware of what is the most comfortable position. And we look at our sort of hands, make sure they're comfortable, doesn't matter where. And our face. Face is a good thing to focus on, especially the feelings around your eyes and mouth. Because that shows what emotion is prominent right now. It shows whether you know you're tense and everything is squashed up. So feel the muscles around your eyes and mouth and relax them. Relax to the max. You're aware of your body sitting here. You can always relax it a little bit more. This is a tight part of the body. You can imagine it like a string being pulled on either end. And you can imagine that string being loosened. No pulling on it anymore, so it reverts to its natural loose state. Other parts of the body, it's like they're squashed, compressed. And you allow it to expand. So no part of your body is under pressure or stress. And you learn how to do that, trial and error, using feedback. Your mindfulness, your awareness, allows you to notice how your body changes. How an irritating feeling can get less irritating, even disappear. A tight spot becomes loose. Mindfulness sees it tight, then sees it loose, and knows how you got from that first place to the relaxed place. Through such awareness, you are learning how to relax. And when you do get physical relaxation, it feels delightful. Just sitting here, being with your body, relaxing it. The joy, the pleasure of relaxation. Once you can start noticing, being mindful of the pleasure of relaxation, you'll find you'll relax even deeper. Sometimes we take relaxation for granted. Now we don't. Stay with it. Be with it. And you get more and more relaxed physically. And throughout the meditation, if you need to adjust your posture, you can do so. This is not a military camp where you have to sit perfectly still. If you need to cough or you need to scratch, you can do so. But do so very gently, slowly. so as you don't disturb the relaxation too much. Stay with the delight of a relaxed body. When you're ready, we can let go of our body and we can start to relax our mental world, the world of thoughts and emotions, past and future, all the stuff which goes on in your head. That's like aches and pains, stress and pressure in the mental world. We relieve that in our body. Now use exactly the same technique to relax our mind. You're aware of your mind, thoughts, feelings, emotions, fears, suffering. Wherever there's any tightness, things pulling at you, just loosen the ends so there's nothing pulling you, making you have to do things, have to attain something, have to get rid of something. Any pressure to attain, get rid of, change, all that pressure in your mental world, relieve that pressure. Freeing your mental world of pressure, stress, strain, so your mental world can just relax like your body did. And just be. No pressure to be anything different than you are. Don't judge yourself. Embrace yourself, this moment, this mental moment, with beautiful loving kindness. In the first book I wrote, I taught of the Emperor's three questions. Now, the most important time, the only time you have. The thing in front of you is the most important. This moment, this experience right now, whatever you're aware of, is the most important thing in the world. And the only thing to do is to care for this moment. If you're tired, if you're afraid, if you're tense, that's important. Care for it. Don't try to get rid of it. Just be opening the door of your heart to this moment, no matter what it is. That's another parking meter. It's opening the door of your heart to this moment. Past is gone. Future not arrived. Just now. If you want to solve the problems of the past, thinking about it doesn't solve it, just perpetuates the pain of the past. You never learn from the past as much as you learn from the present. Right now is where you learn. Right now your future is being made. Right now. If you care about your future, be aware of the place it's being made. Now. Be kind to this moment. Don't try and do anything. Just be. Now. With kindness. Have this mindfulness which knows how you feel, which knows if you're relaxing more in the mental world or you're getting more tense and worried in the mental world. Whatever it is that works, which makes this mental world more relaxed, more peaceful, more free. Follow that path. If you start getting more tense, it's the wrong direction. Mindfulness will give you that feedback. It will show how the meditation is developing. Learn how to become peace, freedom, ease. And if you find your mind can't stay in one place yet, maybe invite your breath, your breathing, into your field of awareness. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out? How do you know? The thing which tells you whether the breath is breathing in or breathing out, that is what we focus on, the feeling of the breath. Feeling of the breath only lives in the now. That's why focusing on the breathing stops you going into the past or future. So as you're breathe in peace. Breathe out, letting go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Just watch how your mental world develops. It gets more peaceful, more tense. The mindfulness, like a supervisor, seeing whether you're doing things that go in the right direction. breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. And feel the peace grow. What is peace? See if you can know peace as an emotion, an experience, which happens when your breath starts to relax your mind. just being with your breathing. If there are any thoughts going on in your mind, keep them on the outside. And the center is always the breath. What you focus on. Seeing if you can notice the breath from the very beginning of every in-breath to the end of the in-breath. The beginning of the out-breath to the end of the out-breath. All the amazing thousand different moments that make up one in-breath. So we're about to come to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? How peaceful have you become? When at the end of every meditation you just review how much more peaceful, calm, free you've become. You may notice that every meditation works, even what you think of the bad ones. You still end up more peaceful, more calm than when you began. So I'll now ring the gong to end the meditation. Don't open your eyes yet. Listen to the sound of the gong and let that ringing of the gong take you out from the peace of your meditation. Very good.
expendable. You pushed the